Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that the word of the Lord is going down on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I hope everyone woke up with a joyful heart this morning and rejoicing to be glad to be here in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead, amen, with our announcements at this time. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are experiencing some difficulties, amen, with the weather. So we may have to exit, amen, a little early, but we're going to go ahead on, amen, in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. If you don't know, I want you to tune in on Tuesday. We have one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. An awesome, awesome show that comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, coach, then I want you to go ahead and inbox them as I speak. On Facebook, you can inbox her on Apostle Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. So go ahead, inbox them, and tell them what you need. Glory to God. Don't wait. Now is the time to go on. Glory to God. You know, everybody needs help every now and then, but nowadays people are so selfish and they're so self-centered, they don't want to get help. They're so prideful. How about that? You know, but if you need help, then you just need help. Everybody's going to need help sometimes at some time or another. So I encourage you to go over, amen, and tell them what you need. And if you move on down, we have Faith Comes By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew on Wednesday. Her show comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time. Awesome praying woman of God. I want to make sure that you tune in, amen, and hear what the Lord is doing because the elder prayed her house down. Glory to God. We thank God for awesome, awesome, awesome elder, awesome evangelist, amen. And if you need her, glory to God, you can inbox her also on Facebook, and she will get back with you, glory to God. But I encourage you to listen in on the shows to hear what the Lord is doing in faith. Glory to God. And if you move on down, I am Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministries, as I stated in the beginning. And my show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every Sunday. God's going to bless you in a mighty way. Glory to God. You'll hear a word that will help you during the week. Amen. Because everybody needs that lift up on Monday. Amen. To take you all the way down to Sunday. Glory to God. And we're going to give you a 30-minute break. And the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And she's also an author. Her show will come on, amen, remember, 30 minutes. Hallelujah, glory to God. So you can hear an awesome woman of God, and she is an author. She has many books over on Amazon, so you can go over and purchase the ebook. If you don't know how, you can get in contact with her on her Facebook page, or she will tell you how you can get in contact with her on the show that comes up next. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you to come on and become a partner. And becoming a partner, glory to God, you will receive many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. I know some think that's a whole lot, but, you know, when you go out and eat, you're spending that much. I know me and one of my siblings was talking, and they said they went to this place to eat, and it was like almost $40. I said, well, don't feel bad, because I went, and it was $30. And I said, wasn't nobody but me. Glory to God. So that's not really asking a whole lot. You know, everybody talking about the economy, you know, this, that. But understand, we serve a God. He don't worry about it, because everything in the world, everything in the world belongs to him. So if he is to give as he sees fit, so he'll make a way. You know, we always say God will make a way, but do you believe that he actually will make a way? Because now is the time for you to believe that he will make a way. You know, I know people say, you know, that, you know, they've been saying that Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. But guess what? He is coming. Hallelujah. He will return. And don't let him catch you with your work undone. If you have not given your life to Christ, you need to do that. Hallelujah. And you know what? I'm going to stop right there because I'm feeling the need to call, amen, to salvation. So, you know, I'm opening up the altar. Yes, we're online, but I'm still opening up the altar. I want you to repeat after me. If you don't know Jesus and pardon your sins, say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. Father God, forgive me for everything that I've done, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I give my life to you. I repent for everything that I've done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. So what I want you to do is hit me up on Facebook, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. Inbox me. Let me know it was you. Glory to God. And I can tell you, though, what next. Because we want you to get it. We want you to stay in it. We want you to be in it to win it. So I encourage you, hit me up on Facebook and let me know that that was you. Glory to God. Now we're going to go ahead on. I'm going to quickly open up my line for prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. I know I'm going just a little fast, you know, but, you know, due to the weather, we're going to try to get it in and fit it in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I would like for you to press the 1 if you desire prayer. You don't have to tell me where you're calling. You don't have to tell me your name, I'm sorry, but tell me where you're calling from. I encourage you to tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. So we'll know what part of the world we're reaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hold on a second. Amen. We have a caller. Amen. Hold on. Glory to God. Yes, Carla, you are live and on the air.
Hello?
Hello, Carla. Yes.
I need prayer for backache pain. I need you to pray for me.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you have heard the request, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to remove the pain and feeling, Lord, in his back, Father. We know, Lord God, that you can heal. You said by your stripes, he is healed. So, Lord, we call on you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, to heal him everywhere he hurt, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, right now. We decree and we declare, Lord God, that he is healed, healthy, and whole in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We always say, Lord God, we believe, but help the unbelief, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We know some got healed as they went, and some got healed, Lord God, that were sent. But, Father, we know, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you can heal him everywhere, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and we declare right now, Lord, no more pain, Lord. We know, Lord God, that this pain is not from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you that he's healed, healthy, and whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and glory to God. We thank you, caller. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, God is a healer. We have to believe it. We speak it sometimes, but you know what? You got to actually believe. You have to get down with it every day and say, Lord, you said I'm healed now, Lord. And I'm going to believe what you say. Although the enemy will come and try to distract you and attack you. But what you got to do, you got to believe what you read. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that again. You got to believe what you read. We read the Bible like it's just lifeless. You know, it's just, okay, I got to read my Bible every day. But if you ain't getting out of it what you need, then it's not going to prosper you anything. If he said you heal, you heal. If he said you deliver, you deliver. If he said you set free, then you set free. You just got to hold on to what you read when you read. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Carla, for calling. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, God is good all the time. Amen. As anyone else, if you do, just go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody else with their hand raised, but we're going to go ahead on, amen, down the road with Jesus, because we serve a right now God. We serve God, hallelujah. Like I always say, he ain't late. He's always right on time. You know, sometimes we go through the Bible like it's just a book. You know, you can read a book. Anybody can read a book. But when you go through the Word of God, there's life in the Word of God. And he's breathing that life on the inside of us. So when we go through that, go through the Bible, we have to take him and his word, glory to God. So he said every word. He didn't say one, two, three. He just said some of it. He said every word is yea and amen. So we have to believe when we read, and we will receive, like I said. Hallelujah. So sometimes, you know, you can get off track and just, you know what, I got to go, got to go, got to read, got to read. I got to stay in the word, stay in the word. What are you getting anything out of the word when you read the word? Because that word is going to bring life. It's going to bring life, and it's going to bring light. It's going to shed light in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to say what I'm hearing. I hear some have gotten so complacent. You've gotten so complacent. It's just like you're, okay, just like a job. You're going to work. I'm going to work. I'm just working. I'm going to work just to make money. I'm going, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going in. I'm going to make my money, and I'm going to leave, you know. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? This ain't how you treat God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to go in, and you're going to meditate. You're going to meditate. You're going to saturate yourself in his spirit. Glory to God. You're going to meditate. Hallelujah. See what he's saying to you. We can't just run in and run out. You know what? I prayed. I prayed, Lord. I prayed 15 minutes. I prayed 20 minutes now, and I got to go. I got to go wash the dishes. I got to go feed the children. Well, you know what I found out? Amen. And I'm not just talking. I do everything that I need to do before I go in his presence. So anything that comes up, it just has to wait. That's what you got to remember. You can't be in, out, up, down, hallelujah, all around. Good God Almighty. Oh, my God. You're spreading yourself too thin. Sometimes you just got to take a step back and say, okay, you know, they'll be all right without me. That's okay. They'll do okay without me because I'm busy right now. I'm busy with Lord, with the Lord's work. You know, he want to use so many of us, but we're just too busy. He want to use so many, but I'm just doing so much stuff. Glory to God. You just can't give him no time. Hallelujah. Well, let me tell you something, preacher. Well, here's what they said. Let me tell you, prophet. I said, okay, go ahead. Break it on down to me. Yeah, hallelujah. I pray on my way to work. Good, fine, dandy. Hallelujah. Continue. And I tell you what, when I come home, I pray a little bit while I'm sitting in the chair watching my favorite TV program. Well, are you really spending time with him? No, you're not. Because guess what? He wants to get you alone with him so he can pour into you and tell you what you need to do and how you need to do it and where you need to go. So just remember, that's what we got to do. We got to actually go in and be present. You know, when we, amen, glory to God, when I was in this class and they were saying, listen, you always say, you know, okay, yeah, a child come up and they talk to you, for instance. And we are God's children, hallelujah, okay, amen. And they said, when the child come up, you turn the other way and they're talking to you and you said, okay, amen, you know, yeah, go ahead, well, whatever, go ahead, yeah. You know, but they're saying you got to be present. Hallelujah. You have to be present with the child. You look them in the eye. So that's what you're going to do. You're going to look at God in the spirit. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. I said, okay, here I am, Lord. I'm yours. What you want me to do? What you want to do? Tell me what you want. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. That's what you got to do. Hallelujah. You have to be present to know what they're saying, hallelujah, and how they want to communicate with you and how they want to talk to you and tell you how their evening was. And they sometimes want to share with you things that happened. The children want to share with you, you know, what they ate, and they want to share with you other siblings and other people working in a program, hallelujah, they've seen on TV and different stuff. Well, guess what? That's how our Father wants to share with us. But you're too busy. Hallelujah. You just get too busy. Glory to God. So what we got to do, we got to shake all that busyness off and spend time. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead. I'm going to open up in prayer. Hallelujah. If nobody else wants to press the 1, glory to God, to come in, and we're just going to go ahead, amen, on down the road with Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Father, for this day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it, Father. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, to meet everyone on this line at the point of need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whether it's financial, Lord God, whether it's peace that they need, whether it's healing that they need, Lord God, whether it's a friend that they need, Lord God, whether it's someone they need to cut loose. Oh, good God Almighty, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we know, Lord, that you can show them all things. You say we can do all things through Christ. We're strengthening us, God. So, Lord God, we lean on you all today, Lord God, to show us the way, Lord, because you are the way, the truth, and the light, God. In the name of Jesus. And nothing catches you by surprise, Father. So everything, Lord, that's happening on the earth on today, we know, Lord God, you've already seen it. You've seen it before it even came. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we pray right now that you will strengthen the saints, Lord God, so they will stand up against the wiles of the devil, because he is running rampage over some of the saints. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my God, show them, Lord God, where they're weak, Lord God, because, Lord, you said where they're weak, at, you're strong. So once you show them where they're weak, at, Lord God, then you'll show them how to build themselves up to be strong, Lord God, to be a strong army, to come against the wiles of the devil in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, our God does not fear. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind and peace. Oh, my God. For us to walk in and don't fear what the devil trying to do. You give the devil more credit than you give your Father in heaven more credit. Good God Almighty. My God. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, today, Lord God, we bind that spirit, Lord God. We bind every spirit of distraction and we cast it into the pit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Whenever your saints come before you, Lord God, and those who have given their life to Christ, in the name of Jesus, oh Father, we pray right now, oh God, that you would give them everything that they need, Lord, to continue on this journey, Lord. And they can go out and tell others about a man named Jesus, who's to return soon. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, they can lay hands on the sick, and they can recover, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And when their loved ones need them to pray for them, Lord God, they'll know what to pray and how to say, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we know, Lord God, that this world is bigger than our four no more. In the name of Jesus, you're calling us out to press forward, Lord God, to go in that place. Oh, my God, and to pray for others, Lord God, to bring people and win souls unto Christ. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, I decree and I declare on this line today, every stagnated spirit, you won't be stagnated no more, in the name of Jesus. And yes, he's talking to you. You think you don't hear him, but you hear what he's saying. Hallelujah. But you always shout it out, said, oh no, he ain't speaking to me. Yes, he is. Oh, glory to God. I want you to listen and write it down, in the name of Jesus, because you said you want to be led by the Lord. Well, he's leading you. He's pressing you. So write it down so you will know what he's saying, in the name of Jesus, so you won't forget. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for today, Lord. We thank you for everyone, the sound of my voice and those that are listening, Lord, on web. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, oh God. We praise your holy name on high, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we serve a right now awesome God. In the name of Jesus, he's more than anything. He should be your more than everything in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Lord, I hear you. Oh, glory to God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. I bind that love spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Lord God. My God, my God. I bind that love spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch what you're watching, because everything that you watch on TV, hallelujah, glory to God, it ain't good for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You think nobody don't see you because nobody's there when you're watching it. Glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, don't you know God in heaven sees everything we do? I don't know why people think that he don't see. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you now, he sees what you're watching. And what you're doing, hallelujah, you're planting a seed of lust. Oh, my God, on the inside of you. You see, the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. But the devil is cunning, hallelujah. You say, well, I'll do this right here. You know, it ain't going to bother me, and I'll watch this right here. Ain't nobody going to see it. Yes, 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 and yes. That's pretty soon, amen. Remember, whatever your eyes watching, he's watching also. God is watching also through your eyes. Hallelujah. So I tell you on today to be careful what you watch. Don't let it go in, hallelujah. And you have to be careful what goes in. It's got to come out, you know, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and I'm going to get into my message really quick. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to turn with me to Psalm 37. Go ahead and turn with me to Psalm 37. I'm going to start at the first verse. The title of my story today, hallelujah, is Fret Not. Glory to God. That's going to be fret not. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. You know you get mad just because you see other people, hallelujah, doing stuff and they can get by with it and you get mad. But what he says, fret not. Don't worry about the wicked or envy those that do wrong because it will not prosper thee up in this season. Understand, hallelujah. When you live for Jesus. You know, sometimes people get so carried away, they be looking mad, and they'll get mad. Look at that. If it went, look at that. And I used to be one of them. I just tell it like it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, they can get by with stuff. Me and someone else was talking about that. You know, they can get by with stuff. When they're out, nobody calls. Hallelujah. Nobody worries about them. Hallelujah. But hey, amen, let one of us be out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They sent out the National Guard. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what they used to do. Hallelujah. Anyway, and I'm like, okay, that's past. So you need to get over that. We need to get over that and understand it ain't going to prosper. You may be thinking it's prospering in the natural, but guess what? It ain't going to prosper in the spirit realm. You know, we have to live a lifestyle of pleasing God and not man. And that's what we got to learn because he just said right there because it will not prosper in heaven. So whatever they're doing wrong. You're stealing, you're cheating, you're lying. It ain't going to prosper in heaven. Regardless, yes, we may see them do it in the natural. But understand that they ain't going to the spirit realm because you want to live a righteous lifestyle so you can see. Hallelujah, my God. Glory to God. So you can see. Yes, glory to God. Let's move on. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green earth. Grass fades away. Flowers die in certain seasons. They will soon wither. They think that it looks like they're getting over, right? They're getting away with it. But like I said, everything has an expiration date. Understand that. Glory to God. You know, you see different flowers and seeing different trees. They bud in the summer. And you have different flowers that bud, amen, in the fall of the year. And leaves turn colors. They don't stay green. Hallelujah. Lord, just think about it. Glory to God. So do you think they're going to keep getting away? You know, understand. Grass does what? Hallelujah. It dries up and it turns. Hallelujah. So understand, if everything got a season, hallelujah, glory to God, everything in the earth has a season, then know that whatever they think they're getting away with, they ain't going to get away with it because it's a season. It's a season, hallelujah. And so they're going to dry up, and they ain't going to be able to get away with it. I tell you. Let's move on. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. You know, just think about it. You know, we have to learn how to trust in God. When you say, I learned how to trust in Jesus, there's a song that my apostle and my pastor sing, hallelujah, about trusting Jesus, glory to God. No, I can't sing it. You know, amen, hallelujah. But anyway, it's a song that they sing, and it does. It sounds so, it's so prophetic, hallelujah, because you have to learn how to trust in Jesus. You say you're trusted, but do you really trust it? Here's what I say to you on today. Do a self-examination and say, Lord, do I really trust you? It's the reason these things ain't changed because I don't really trust you. Hallelujah. You know, it don't hurt. You don't have to talk to people about that. You can talk to him. But Lord, Is that why things ain't changed around me? Because I told you, you know, my story, hallelujah, how I went through all that and all of them all the way up, glory to God. I'm like, Lord, what is going on? Do I really, really trust you? Glory to God. So that's why I said, Lord, do I trust you to do this? Do I trust you to straighten these people out? Do I trust you, Lord God, on this job? Do I really trust you, Lord God, you can save my children? Do I trust you, Lord God, to really heal me? Actually heal me, glory to God, hallelujah. You have to get down with it. I don't care if you have to cry. I don't care. It's just between you and him. You don't have to tell everybody. Just get down with the get down. Learn how to get down, glory to God. Now, I'm not telling, you know, y'all that may be a little older, you know, just go in and sit on your sofa and, you know, just say, Lord, you know, do I really trust you? Okay, amen. And just continue on to tell him. Look, I'm not there to help you up. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. You know, when you delight yourself, it means you please God. Your pleasures, you have really just want to just please God in everything that you do. Lord, did this please you? I know I have to really mention some of the people that I'm around because they taught me how to do these things. And I know Elder would say, you know, Lord, does this outfit please you? She was asking God if it didn't please him, then she wasn't gonna wear it. And that was the truth. Hallelujah. And you ask yourself, Lord, does my ministry please you, Lord? If it doesn't, then, Lord, what I need to do to fix it? Lord, does my attitude please you around people? If it don't, then ask him, Lord, if it don't, then, Lord, what can I do to fix it? But, you know, people don't ask those questions because they just think that it's all about them. It don't matter. But you need to please him. Whatever comes up, make sure you're pleasing him. Delight yourself. Hallelujah. You don't mind working for the Lord. You don't mind going and giving. Hallelujah. You don't mind cleaning the house of God. You don't mind cleaning the bathroom. Hallelujah. I've done all that. Glory to God. I didn't mind it not one bit. Glory to God. And you know what? Hallelujah. Let me give you a little bit of an example. When I cleaned, hallelujah, the house of God, I did my best. Because the pastor would always say, you know what, I didn't realize it until they said it. That, you know what, when Martha go in there and clean that bathroom, he said it's so sparkling, shining, and I noticed it now. When I do something and when I sweep a floor, you can tell that the anointing is in that floor because I don't mind doing it. If you mind doing it, then you ain't going to see nothing. But if you don't mind doing it, you will see it light up, hallelujah, like you did your best. I've seen people sweep floors, glory to God, before me, and I'm like, okay, well, I didn't see nothing. Because in other words, they just swept the floor. But when I go back and sweep that floor light up like a Christmas tree. I said, good God Almighty, I didn't notice it until then because I didn't mind doing it, hallelujah. So I'm just do it because they got to. Well, I'm going to do this just because I got to. I'm going to preach the word because he called me. No, when you don't mind doing something, he will put your anointing on it. Glory to God. He'll light it up like a Christmas tree. When you don't mind giving, he'll give you money. He'll give you money here, there, everywhere to give away. You know, those people that say they got enough. Hallelujah. Well, I ain't got enough because I want him to give me, hallelujah, so I'll be able to help up. Glory to God. If you can't help them now with the little bit that you got, then understand, he ain't going to give you no more. I'm just going to tell like it is, and you know, that's just what it is. These are real deal. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when you don't mind doing what you do for God, when you don't mind paying your tithes and your offerings, you know, some say, well, you know what? They want me to pay my tithes and offerings so they can get a bigger Bentley, so they can get a bigger house, so they can get a bigger. You don't worry about that. And you say, well, I want to know what they're doing with my money. No, don't worry about that either. So one thing about it, when you pay your tithes and offerings, you've done what he asked you to do. That's the thing about it. Hallelujah. Now, I say it this season. I'm just going to say it. Amen. Glory to God. If you've been cheating, you've been stealing. Hallelujah. He said, go and steal no more. He said, go and cheat no more. Now is the time for you to get real. And don't do any of those things, hallelujah. If you hadn't been paying your tithes, and you said, well, I just can't find the money to do it. Yes, you can find the money to do it, glory to God. If you give him heal first, he'll increase you. I'm telling you, I'm a living witness. I can tell you now, you better listen. Glory to God, hallelujah. When you give him first and pay him first, he will increase you. Hallelujah. But if you're doing it with wrong motives, well, you know what, Lord, I'm just doing this because you said it, you know, and because, nah, you got the wrong motives, hallelujah. God loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Every promise in the word of God is yea and amen. It ain't nothing that he promises. He'll give you land. He'll give you houses. He'll give you vineyards. He'll give you, hallelujah, a house. He'll give you a bigger house. He don't care about you having that stuff. Just remember, don't let that stuff have you. I remember, amen, times when, hallelujah, you know, I could only, you know, I would go and I would pick up people and take them to church. I know nowadays, amen, you have to be careful. I understand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I do, but I'm just giving you testimonies. I did. I went one day, amen, and I was on my truck, amen, and that was my transportation. I picked up a whole family of eight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for third row seats. But you know, they said, well, will you go by? And I said, yes, I will. I'd go by and pick them up. I'd leave my house early enough to go by and pick them up. Glory to God. And I did it, amen, a long time. Hallelujah. My God, I did it till I didn't have to do it anymore. And that's what you do. You know, it's the little things that matter. I'm not saying, you know, just, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I thank God that he used me to take people to church. I went way out of my way to take somebody home. I went way out of my way to go and pick them up. See, nobody see. They know your story, but they don't see, hallelujah. They see the glory, but they don't know the story. They don't know how you got to this point. But you were laboring before the Lord, and you were going here, and you were going there, and picking up people for church, and going and helping and doing. That's ministry. Ministry ain't always in the pulpit. Hallelujah. So some think always, well, if God don't use me up here in front of people so they can see me and see my nice dress, hallelujah, and see my wonderful wig, you know, and all that stuff, and see all of my pretty lipstick, you know, and all, it ain't even about that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ministry, you don't have to be in the pulpit. Yes, you dress your best. You dress for success. You dress your best. Nothing wrong with it. But don't let that be the only thing that you're dressing for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, let's move on. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. So remember, glory to God, you've got to depend on God and know that you know that you know that he's going to do just what he said he will do. He will make your goodness shine like the noonday. He'll make it shine. You don't have to say, well, you know what, I did this and I did that and that. Stop telling all that stuff. Just say, well, you know what, I did it, Lord, because you told me to do it. There are things, amen, that I do, I ain't told nobody. You don't have to go and toot your own horn, because if you do, then guess what, you done got everything you needed. You can do it yourself. He don't have to do it. You can do it. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. You know, don't worry about those who prosper, because it will soon fade away. I say it again. Ill-gotten money or things don't last. Hallelujah. It will fade away. You will get caught. Sooner or later, I was just talking to somebody this morning. Sooner or later, you will get caught. So just be careful. Hallelujah. Because you don't get caught. I don't care. You know, you can't keep doing wrong. I know they used to sing this song, amen. And it's this guy that we know, he used to sing a song that you can't do wrong and get back. You can't do wrong and get back. You think you're getting away, amen, in the earth, but guess what? He sees you. Hallelujah. He saw you when you did wrong. He saw you what you did. Glory to God. He saw you. He didn't close his eyes and say, that's all right. No, he didn't. He saw you. So don't worry about that. See, some people say, well, you know what? It looked like they're doing so much good, so much better than me. I just don't know. And they got all this, but you don't want to know what they're doing to get what they got. Hallelujah. So you don't want to get caught up. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Don't be angry. Don't do wrong because you see others doing wrong and think they're getting away, but they're not. You know, just think about it. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to do that too. I can get away with it. Well, they're getting away with it. I think I can get away with it. No. You know what? You'll be the first one to get caught because you're trying to do what they do. And that's the way it works. You will be the first one to get caught because you don't want to get caught up in other folks' stuff. Don't get caught up in other people's lives. Just remember, hallelujah. You know, so hold up, wait a minute. This don't feel right. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going there. No, I ain't going to do that. No, I ain't doing that. I have one of my siblings always say, I ain't telling them. And I laugh at them, but hey, they right. I ain't going to do that. No, don't do it. Don't do it. And I say, don't do it. And if you are doing it, like I said, don't do it no more. If you are stealing, don't steal no more. Just stop it, glory to God, right now. So God can bless you unconditionally. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on, verse 9. And for evildoers shall be cut off, but shall inherit the earth. Your inheritance is in your doing good. You will get yours, but it's sometimes held up because if he gave it all to you right then, guess what? You wouldn't have it. If he gave you all the money that you asked for, guess what? You would be done shopped out. If he paid everything off right then, when you were younger, guess what? You wouldn't have that money then. You'd be in such debt you just couldn't get yourself out. And I understand that better now. You know that, and they used to sing songs. Amen. I remember a lot of the older people used to sing them songs, but they didn't make no sense to me then. But they make a lot of sense now. Say you'll understand it better by and by. Understand, and I understand it better now by and by. Glory to God. If he had gave me, he told me if I had gave you everything then, Mom, if I gave you everything you asked me for then, guess what? You wouldn't have it. So I had to wait till you can handle what I was about to give you. Yes, he took care of me. Yes, he fed me. Yes, he paid the light bill. Yes, he paid rent. Yes, yes, and yes, he took care of my body. Yes, yes, and yes. Yes, he did. Glory to God. And then he put me in a place where it was time for me to, you know, go into a new place. And I said, Lord, I thank you for that. Glory, oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He did. Sometimes it takes you a minute to get there, but once you get there, you know you have arrived. And guess what? So you'll understand it better now so you can stay in that place. So you won't have to worry about going and getting all this stuff and getting in debt with all these different things and all this different stuff. You know, a BO9 is hard for me to make. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I had told somebody and they were laughing. And you know what? It then got to a point where it don't even matter. You won't want to buy this, go out, it don't even matter. All that stuff. He had to get me to that point to where I didn't need all that stuff. Thought I had to have it, but I didn't need it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 10. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt deliberately consider his place, and it shall not be. People who are not proud, glory to God, hallelujah. Stealing one, you know, only themselves. You know, there are people who only say, well, you know what, I did this and I did that. And I did this and I did that and I've done that and I did this. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. You know, you ain't did nothing. It all came from the Lord thy God. So just don't say it was you. You don't ever say it was you. That's why I tell y'all, it's good to get good teaching. Because whenever you get good teaching, you can say, well, you know what? The Lord did this. No. And when somebody say, well, you know what? That was a good sermon. Yes, to God be the glory. That way your head won't swell from, well, you know what? I can preach that thing. No, Without him, you can't do nothing. Hallelujah. You know, there are some that say, well, you know, I don't believe in God. Let them do what they do. Well, I'd rather be with him than be without him. Glory to God. I don't care what they say, but I know what I believe. And I'm going to keep my belief system right there. It don't even matter. Glory to God. That's what you got to, that's the place you got to get in, where you keep your own belief system and not worry about what others, amen. Let's move on, verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. You see right there, glory to God, hallelujah, meek, be quiet, a submissive, gentle, patient, long-suffering. You know, you will inherit what God has for you if you can be that meek person. Everybody's not meek. They're not. And people don't treat people right now. I was in this place, amen, the other day, and, you know, everybody was just going off here and there. The Lord don't love starting and up in here, not today. I started praying. I was in the name of Jesus. All I need, Lord, you know what I came at. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, my God, Lord, let them calm down. Let us, you know, I just started praying in my mind, you know. And someone said, well, you know what? You'll be glad I ain't the person I used to be, because I would have did this. And I said, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, don't let them do it. Don't let them do it. Don't let them do it. So immediately, my prayer kicked in. Glory to God. So then they looked at me and said, you know what? Customer service is not customer service like it used to be. And I'm looking at them. I said, well, I hear you. You know, I ain't say too much, Lord of God, because I wanted to make sure I keep a clear mind. I'm still praying. I ain't going to agree with that because he's all upset. But, you know, you can agree with people in a second. And then guess what? You just add fuel to the fire. So that's why you have to be kind, be meek. Oh, my God. And listen, hallelujah. Have an ear to hear. When the Lord said, pray, pray, you have to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you in these last and evil days. Glory to God. So I could have added some gasoline to that fire, and it would have just sparked up a big old mess. Glory to God. But guess what? That's why I was praying. I said, uh-uh, don't do it. I said, Lord Jesus, help me, Lord. I pray they don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. But amen, it calmed down. It did. It calmed down. And all was well. Amen. Glory to God. I got what I needed. And believe me, I got out. Glory to God. Verse 12. The wicked plotted against the just and gnashed upon him with his glory to God. Evil people plot against good people. You know, they will. They'll want to lie on you. They'll want to cheat you. They'll do anything and everything. Hallelujah. To get you torn down. You know, And understand this right here. It don't be just those people in the street. It be those in ministry. That's why you have to watch. He said, watch as well as pray. When you see something going on wrong, you already know, well, hold up, that ain't right. So what we going to do, we going to pray for that. That ain't going to, we ain't going to have that. We ain't going to take that. You have to learn. He said, man, I'll always pray and not faint. So stop fainting. Hallelujah. You stop giving the devil all his room. You know where they ain't nothing but the devil. I don't call him. I don't need him. I don't want him. Glory to God. I don't call him. I don't even call his name. Hallelujah. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, the devil's always busy. I said, but Jesus is always on the main line and telling you what you want. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have to remember, watch your words. Watch what you say. Watch what you do. Hallelujah. And watch the people around you. Don't put no fuel on the fire. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The Lord laughs because, understand, those that try to do you wrong, those that talk about you, those that you're upset with because they try to undermine you, do you wrong, and tell on you and slander you, their day is coming. You know, some don't even think that they're going to get they're going to get theirs for what they've done to other people, slandering ministries and doing different things. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. Even though if you don't think that those people are doing right. Now, my Bible said, hallelujah, that he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. He said, even those that say that they're anointed. So see, that's where they missed it at right there. He said, even those that say that they're anointed. He said, don't touch them. Because you're not the judge and the jury. Only God is the judge and the jury. He's everything, and he can do anything and all things. So you don't have to worry about all that. Leave it to him to get them. Hallelujah. You know, some stuff you look at, you just have to be careful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just don't entertain it. I just turn it. You know, if you see something, I turn it. We ain't doing that today. I don't want to hear that. Glory to God. But you want to make sure you're living right. You want to make sure you're doing right. You want to make sure you ain't caught up in that place to where you're slandering and doing people wrong just because. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bit their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be upright conversation. Glory to God. Wicked people kill poor people and those who are helpless. They want to tear those down who do right. Don't you know that you know, I've had somebody even tell me that I was doing too right. I said, what? For real? Glory to God. I said, well, what you doing? I mean, what you doing is right. Hallelujah. So they tried to make me believe, you know, that, okay, it's all right. I'm just going to tell it like it is. Amen, y'all. This is rated, you know, PG, amen. If you have children in the room, I actually tell them to go out. It's going to take just a second to deliver this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, they said it's all right to go ahead and sleep with someone before you're married. I'm like, really? I said, the devil is a lie. And I called on it then. I said, because the devil just told you a lie. I said, that ain't what God said. No, it ain't. He didn't say that. He said, no. He didn't tell me to do that. Glory to God. And I know he ain't told y'all to do that either. You just made up your own Bible, your own words. So I have to be careful, ladies. Be careful, men. Hallelujah. They always talking about premarital sex. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't no pre. Hallelujah. Going on here. Hallelujah. So you can forget it. The vote is out and it is zero. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you just have to get in that place where, you know, you love the Lord and you're going to see whatever he has for you, and you're going to see that right style of living, glory to God, all the way through to the end. A lot say you're dead, you're done. No, you're not. When you're dead, you got to think about it. You're going to have a seat in heaven, or you're going to have a seat where? Glory to God. Say it, ain't so. Hallelujah. You know what it is. My God, my God. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their vows shall be broken. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There the righteousness can trust. Go, righteous. Have God. So you are richer than anyone? You think about it. Do you think just because you got more money, you got more clothes, that's what it's saying. You got more everything, hallelujah, than anybody else. He don't care about that stuff. That stuff. But are you living right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. You know, you can live a good life with just a little. You don't have to have everything and all things. But you know, he desires those things for you to live right, to do right. He desires to give you your desires of your heart. But do you throw it up in somebody's face? No. Well, I'm going to help. I'm here to tell you and give you good gospel news. People do. They do. They do. They talk about people clothing, you know, and different stuff. And, you know, they ain't even got no clothes to wear. They can't dress. And they can't. So be it. But do you know how that person lives a righteous lifestyle? Hallelujah. Well, sooner or later, he's going to bring them up and bring them out. And then guess what? You're going to be jealous. That's what happens. Jealousy kicks in. Because you're thinking you got it, and you got it all together, you know, and, you know, everything. And I know how to dress. I can wear the finest from here, and I can get this from over there. And you see that person struggling, and they trying to do their best, but you know that they say they love the Lord, and you see them living right. You see them by themselves taking care of their children. You see them going to church. You see them trying to make sure that the children are taken care of and then praying at night, and you see them going to Bible study. You see them going to prayer. You see them on time every time. You see them doing all this, and they're going to work, going home. You see them doing all this. Glory to God. But then you talk about them. Yet because they don't dress in the finer clothes. Hallelujah. Well, let me give you some good gospel news. He don't care. Glory to God. Long as you're living right, he do not care. He don't care. Yeah, you want to make sure you're dressed up when you can and make sure your clothes are clean. You don't have to have all that, but make sure your clothes clean. You know, you can wash them. It don't matter if you wear the same thing. He don't care. Glory to God. Long as you're clean and you're smelling good. Now, come on. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. And don't you know, glory to God, that God will uphold those that live right. And God will give the Lord will keep the righteous safe, but the wicked people will be destroyed. God will support those who do right, but he do not support that they do wrong. Do he love them? Yes, he do. He say he loves the whole world, love everybody in it. but you got to do right. You can't do wrong, glory to God. You can't do wrong and get back. You even try to dig a ditch for a person. You can't do that. Hallelujah. It says, a song saying you better dig too, because the next one you dig, it just might be for you. So remember that. Hallelujah. So don't try to dig a ditch for nobody else. And be careful how you're talking about people. Let me help you out. You know, people know when people are talking about them. You know, you can be in a, even somewhere, and then, you know, yeah, like, okay. People can feel that you're talking about them, but you don't know how they live. You don't know how righteous they don't live. For God to put that in them to know, you know, have the discerning of the spirit realm and all these, to know that this person over here been talking about me. Glory to God. You don't know. You just don't know. And then they walk up and say, well, you know, you were saying something about me. And then you're about to fall out your chair because God done showed him. And he will. He'll show him. He'll show him. So just be careful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I'm going to read on down just a little bit. Amen. Then we're going to stop. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. See, you're living this life, like I said, it's eternal life to live again. Because all that stuff you get and you want, it ain't going to be there. It's okay if you enjoy the stuff, but don't let the stuff enjoy you. Sometimes you get so carried away, oh, my new house, and oh, my new car, and my new this, and all. Lord, please. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And, oh, they're jealous over here. They're jealous over there. Because I got this, and I wear that, and I can wear, oh, my God. He ain't down here. Hallelujah. Just make sure you're doing what you're doing for the Lord. Because that's the only thing that's going to matter in these last days. It's the only thing that's going to matter. You're doing what you're doing. You'll be able to go and tell somebody about a man named Jesus. You'll be able to go and tell them, so you know what? My God is a good God. I serve an awesome God. So let me pray with you. And if they say yes, then you pray. They gotta, don't go and oh, Father, in the neck, no, then you're gonna lost them. You just don't walk away. This is what I said. You got confused, and I walked away. Glory to God. Say, no, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless them, Lord God. The area that they need blessing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I raise up a standard against the enemy, Lord, because I know, Lord, you know, just do your prayer, but you ain't got to do all that, and you want to lay hands and push them down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Fret not. Don't get caught up in doing wrong, but always stay in the realm of doing good. Because we serve that right now, God. We serve it on time, God, and I keep saying that because he ain't never late. You know, they say, well, yeah, he late. He didn't give you. No, he wasn't late. He gave it to me when I could handle it. Because I know I used to, somebody from kin to me. I just put it like that. They used to tell me, the girl, you trade cards every year. I told somebody else about that. They said, you did? I said, yes. Yes, I did. I used to trade cards every year. But I had to get out of that. Glory to God. I said, this ain't going to work. So finally, amen, when I met the real Jesus, he began to work on me, glory to God, and got me out of that because I used to trade cards every year. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for the deliverance, amen, up out of that. So now it does not matter, you know. Glory to God. I thank God for everything that he's doing and everything that he's going to do in your life and in mine. Hallelujah. Because he's moving us up in another realm. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. Prayer and supplication. Just continue on to pray. Hallelujah. Yeah, you make your prayer request. Hallelujah. And you make your needs known. But don't let that be your only thing that you're going in prayer for. You make sure you go and pray. You go and pray for friends and neighbors because I'm sure there's someone around you that's not saved. And if they see how your light's shining and how you live right, then that makes them want to live right. Hallelujah. You can't be living half in and half out. Lukewarm, he said, I'll spew you out. So then, in other words, you got to live the right lifestyle of living. You can't just live partial. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Caller, I see a caller with their hand raised. I'm going to try to get this call, amen, before we get ready to get out of here. Caller 9790, glory to God, hallelujah. Caller 9790, glory to God. Caller, you are live and on the air. What's your prayer request.
I'm praying. I want prayer for my family.
For your family?
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, Lord God, for the family on today, Lord. Father God, we know, Lord, everything that they go through, Lord God, that you have already, Lord God, ordained. And Father God, you have already healed what needs to be healed, Lord God. Every broken place right now in the name of Jesus, every broken place, we decree and we declare that it is healed, Lord. Healthy, Lord God, and blessed, Lord, in the name of Lord, everything that terminated them, Lord God, we decree and we declare right now, Lord, that it is gone. As I speak, no more darkness, Lord God, nothing but light, shining from the north, the south, the east, and the west, in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that there will be more than enough, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No more struggles financially, Lord. No more struggles, Lord God, for peace. No more struggling for understanding in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that our family, our whole family, is healed, healthy, and blessed in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and it is done. Glory to God. Amen. Caller, we thank you for calling. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. We serve that God now. Y'all better hear me when I say we serve an on-time righteous God. And that's what I say. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. He may not come when you want him, but he'll always be on time. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to reiterate here just a minute. Amen. I want you to make sure you go over and show Minister Elaine some love. Hallelujah. Go over and hear the message coming out of the woman of God. Awesome message. Amen. In 30 minutes. Hallelujah. You can get some Kool-Aid, some ginger ale, and you can drink soda, get some orange juice, whatever, Coca-Cola, you know, Dr. Pepper, you know, get some tea, whatever you may want. Hallelujah. But come back and go over and show Minister Elaine some love, because God is moving in such a mighty way, and in him that we live. It's in him that we breathe. Ha, my God. Hey, glory to God. It's in him that we breathe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't forget on Monday night. I'm sorry, Tuesday. Tuesday night. Glory to God. Tuesday, Apostle and Pastor. Wednesday, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, glory to God. The hour of power, first prophetess Martha Williams, and then the second hour of power will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Don't forget, don't forget, don't forget. If you need prayer, you can inbox me also on either of my pages, and I will get back with you. Hallelujah. I will get back with you to pray with you. And I will be, amen, on the next Sunday, I will be giving you a number. Amen, that you can call to get prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I will be giving that to you, amen, on the following Sunday, or I'll be posting it on my Facebook pages also, so you can call and get prayer personally. Glory to God. But I only say if you are really interested, hallelujah, for prayer, you call. If you're not, amen, serious, then just don't call. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's just as simple as that. You know, because we ain't playing over here, and I don't have time to play. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're going to go ahead on and close out. Thank God the weather did cease to let me get through it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm going to go ahead now and give the benediction. Amen. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Remember, live right. Fret not of those that do evil. Amen.